Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Securitization is the financial alchemy of taking not easily or non-tradable assets, pooling them together and selling tradable shares or securities in that pool to investors. Many people blame securitization for the financial crisis of 2007, as many worthless mortgages had been included and given a much higher value by ratings agencies. Now there are moves afoot to restart the use of securitization in Europe in order to create a capital markets union and boost private sector investment. Needless to say, there are detractors. Julia Simon is the head of research and advocacy at Finance Watch. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Did I define securitization well enough?
Yes, I think it's a very fair representation. Just one thing to add probably is that we are speaking about true sale, the so-called true sale securitization. It is effectively what you said, when the assets are being repackaged and sold to the investors. And unfortunately, there is another phenomenon which is called synthetic securitization, which is a bit doubtful, even if it's at securitizations, because there are no securities which are being sold. This is simply a bespoke agreement between the bank who securitizes and sells off the risk to the investor who is buying the risk by means of a derivative. But effectively, there is no underlying security. This is just a small one to add.
Now, securitization got a bad reputation after the financial crisis. It was used, as I mentioned, to kind of included valueless assets and then sold at great cost around the world, which led to instability. As someone in the banking fraternity said to me yesterday, that just because a hammer is used to destroy something doesn't make the hammer a useless tool in future.
Yes, that is true. However, I have to say that we have to also look at why this happened, right? What were the risks which were not being considered? And if we are effectively with what is being discussed and planned today, if we are kind of running into the same situation, because obviously this kind of the instrument and the hammer is robust as the material it is being produced of, right? So if we have low credit standards for the exposures which are being packaged, or the user of the hammer simply doesn't know that it's heavy, it can fall on the toe, and is not fully aware of the risks while buying the security, the things can go wrong again.
Yep.
So that's a caveat, and that's something we have to keep in mind for the discussions we are having these days.
And what's planned is the European Union are hoping to resuscitate securitization in order to help or improve a private sector investment. How would that work?
So the measures are being discussed now are different things to encourage banks to securitize more and find those investors which have so far not been found at large that would like to invest in securitization. Just one thing to mind, for example, that in the European market, only 1/3 of securitizations so far are effectively being sold in the market, right? So the rest is being retained by the banks, which makes us question, is it really a tool to finance the economy, and who would those investors be? So what we unfortunately see is, for example, proposals are being made to relax the rules for insurance companies so that they can buy more of those securitizations. So without, I think, prejudice to the tool as such, it has to be questions who benefits from those, right? And do we really having those investors? And one important aspect to keep in mind is securitizations means that the pool of the loans or other type of assets which are being put together has to be homogeneous enough, right? So that the risk can be somehow estimated, managed, and still understood. And the homogeneity of this risk means that the contracts, for example, which underlie those loans should be also sufficiently similar and homogeneous. And in the European Union, we still have 27 member states with 27 legal systems, different tax systems, different corporate law, different contract law, which really is a huge limiting factor. And so when we discuss about growing securitization, I think we cannot abstract from those issues, which is unfortunately not often happening, but important.
Okay, but you do accept that the Capital Markets Union needs to work better. It's not working that well at the moment.
Yes, for sure. Just what we see is that securitization is effectively not the panacea solution. It's a relatively small market. There is a limited potential to securitize for the reasons that I named. Like differences primarily in the type of asset and pools of homogeneous assets that are available out there in the market. So this is kind of a natural limit. It's also quite expensive, right? Securitization, because in the process of pulling those assets together, selling them to an SPV who then technically issues those securities, there's a lot of due diligence and other intermediate actors who are involved. So this is still expensive.
Okay.
So this also limits it. But then there are other considerations why, for example, there are other things already in the capital market, such as covered bonds in the European Union, which already exist and function well. So we have to be careful there. But otherwise, of course, we can discuss.
All right. Julia, thank you so much for your time and expertise. That's Julia Simon, Head of Research and Advocacy with Finance Watch. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.